And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Up a Tree. The scene of today's adventure, boys and girls, is the old castle on Yorick Hill Road. The time, well, about 10 o'clock at night. And the weather's very bad. We've been summoned to the old castle, which is the residence of Mrs. Saxbull, to talk about our good friend Yuki Butcher, who has lost his memory. We were just going through the iron gate when something happened that caught us all by surprise. Come join us now, Mayor Plumfront, Big John and Sparky, at the castle on Yorick Hill Road.
Hey, look. The iron gate is opening by itself. Hey, maybe this place is haunted.
Now, don't get excited, Sparky. The gate opened because you were leaning against it. Probably wasn't even locked. Come on, let's get inside.
I still say there's something fishy here. How come there are no lights lit inside?
Close the gate. Let's get up to the front door and let's get out of this rain. Close the gate there.
Oh, this place gives me the creeps.
Well, just hold on to my hand if you're afraid, Sparky, but there's nothing to be afraid of.
I'm not exactly scared, Big John. It's just that this place just gives me the creeps.
Yeah, I know what you mean there, Sparky lad. I know exactly what you mean. Hey, what's that? Oh, hey, where'd those big dogs come from? Run for your lives, fellas. Let's get out of here. Them there dogs look pretty ferocious to me.
Hey, boy, they sure are big dogs. Come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, make for the trees there, boys. We'll never make it to the gate in time.
I'm already going up the tree. You're the ones who better hurry up.
I'm right
here.
Behind you, Mayor. Come on, Big John. Get up here before those dogs bite.
Yeah, I'm coming as fast as I can. I'm right below you. Get up a little higher there. Come on, move up.
Okay.
Yeah, now, this isn't a pretty kettle of fish. I have never seen one.
How long those dogs are going to sit down there?
That's what I'm wondering. When's that old lady Saxville going to come out here or send some of her service to call off them there perps?
Just give them time, Mayor. Give them time.
What do you mean, give them time? Oh, hush. Yeah. Boy, it's raining. It's right comfortable and cozy up here, and you say give them time.
Well, I realize that, Mayor, but you must remember this is the estate of a very wealthy person. They have to have dogs like this patrolling the grounds to keep away prowlers, or if you'll pardon the expression, burglars.
Well, we aren't burglars, are we? We're decent, law-abiding citizens, and on top of that, I'm the mayor of this here town.
Well, the dogs don't know that, Mayor.
Well, it's about time somebody told them. Listen here, you hound. Oh, my goodness. You don't seem to appreciate that very much.
They aren't hounds. They're genuine pedigree German shepherds. They're police dogs.
You mean they resent being called hounds, huh? I suppose those high and mighty dogs would rather have me address them as my good friends and fellow citizens.
Seems like that's what they want.
Well, that's just too bad. As long as they keep Plumfront up a tree here, Plumfront calls them hounds. Now listen here, you hounds. Yes, I said hounds. Go on and bark all you want to. See if I care. But let me tell you this. I'm the mayor of this here town. I've got friends down at the dog pound. And I'll see to it that you guys get what's coming to you. I'll have you hounds inside the dog catcher's net within 24 hours after I get down out of this here tree. Now put that in your flea powder and scratch it.
That's all the mayor. Doesn't seem to have done any good, though. They're still sitting down there growling at us. Meantime, the rains keep falling from the sky.
Oh, me, if this isn't a humiliating situation.
Hey, wait a minute. You hear that?
Hear what, lad? I didn't hear nothing.
Neither did I. What'd you hear, Sparky?
Listen. Low, mysterious-sounding whistle. Didn't you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it, and so did the dogs. They've stopped barking, and they're looking around toward the back of the castle.
Yeah, I told you that there was something fishy about this place, and there still aren't any lights on anywhere in the castle.
Well, it's a pretty big building. Maybe there are lights in some of the rooms around on the other side. Maybe around there, you just can't see him from here.
There's that whistle again.
And there go the dogs, running away toward the back of the castle.
Well, all I can say is thank goodness we left. Good riddance is good riddance.
Yeah, come on now. Let's climb down out of this tree.
You think it's safe, Buster? I mean, you don't think that then their dogs will come back after us as soon as we get down, do you?
Well, Mayor, you've been wondering when somebody would call off the dogs. Well, they've done it. Now let's get down out of this tree and get into the castle. Come on.
Yeah, even with this raincoat on, I'm getting pretty wet. Rain's really coming down. I'd like to get out of this storm.
Well, all righty. Just give me a hand there, Big John, while I just step down from this here tree branch. Up, hey, there we go.
Okay, there we are. Now, let's get up to the front door of the castle and see if we can find someone to let us in.
Big John, are you sure you want to go inside that spooky-looking castle?
Well, Sparky, I didn't think you'd ever be afraid of something like a big castle. What's there to be afraid of?
Well, I've heard that this place where Mrs. Saxbo lives is haunted.
Oh, that's ridiculous. There's no such thing as a haunted house. Now, come on. Let's go knock on the front door.
Wait a minute, Buster. I mean, maybe the lad's right. Maybe we better, let's get out of here while we're getting good.
Oh, Mayor, don't you go getting silly. Mrs. Sachs will call on the telephone and ask us to come over. And we're here, and we're going inside. Now stand aside there while I knock on the door.
Now, wait a minute, Buster. Don't. Not yet. Look, how do we know that it really was Mrs. Saxful who called you on the telephone? I mean, after all, there ain't no lights lit in this here castle. It just doesn't look to me like everything's right here. It looks like there ain't nobody home.
Well, we'll find out if that's true after we knock on the door. Now, will you please stand aside?
Well, okay, Buster, go ahead and knock. You're the boss.
Hey, Big John, push me up and let me look inside through that little glass window with the bars on it. See the one up there in the front door?
Yeah, okay, I'll lift you up in a doubt if you'll see anything inside. It's pretty dark in there. All right, up you go. Isn't it dark?
Sure is. Can't see a thing inside.
See, I told you, Buster, there's not a light on in the place. There's something mighty, mighty fishy about this whole thing. If Mrs. Saxful and Yuki were here, there'd be some lights inside.
Maybe everybody's found asleep.
What, at 9:30 in the evening? Nobody goes to bed that early.
I do.
You do? Then what are you doing here if you go to bed at 9:30?
Well, I'm not in bed tonight, but usually Big John makes me go to bed at 9 o'clock every night.
Wait, maybe I better knock again.
It's not going to do you any good, Buster. Ain't nobody home.
Well, we'll find out. Can't understand why there are no lights on inside the castle, but I can't understand why Mrs. Saxbull would call us up on the telephone and tell us to come over here if she wasn't going to be here to meet us. You know, it's just...
Hey, oh, boy.
Wait, what's the matter, lad? What do you see?
It's a light.
A light floating in the air? Let me look through that door. Let me see.
Yeah. Look at that. The lad's right. The lad's right, Buster. See the light inside up there? Oh, it's high and near the ceiling. Look at that. Oh, my goodness.
It's floating down toward the floor now. It's moving toward the door at the same time.
Move your head aside there, Mayor, and let me look through that little window in the door.
Yeah, but go ahead, Buster. Take a look.
Oh, for goodness sakes, if you two bundles of nerves will just look in again, you'll see that that light, which is floating in midair, as you say, is a lantern being carried by someone coming down the hall. There's a long, tall, winding stairway at the end of the long hall there.
Let me look.
Sure, it's someone coming to answer the door.
Oh, well, I thought sure it was a spook or something.
Yeah, well, how do you know it ain't a spook, lad? I mean, it still ain't got to the door yet.
Oh, Mayor, you don't really believe that, do you? Do you? Oh, boy.
Well, if you want to find out why that light was coming across the room and toward the door, you'll just have to tune in next time for the next chapter in the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. I will say this, it's nothing to be afraid about. As a matter of fact, what happened after that was rather funny. So, you tune in for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky.